Okay, good evening. Let's come to order, please, and go on the record. I am Kimberly W. Duffley, and with me are Chair Charlotte A. Mitchell and Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Clodfelter, Jeffrey H. Hughes, and Floyd B. McKissick. I now call for hearing docket number W-1305, sub 12, in the matter of the application of Plouris Hampstead LLC, 5950 Berkshire Lane, Suite 800, Dallas, Texas, 75225, for authority to adjust and increase rates for sewer utility service in all service areas in Pender County, North Carolina. Plouris Hampstead, which I'll also refer to tonight as Plouris, filed an application with the Commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing sewer utility service in all of its service areas in Pender County, North Carolina. Plouris serves approximately 524 residential flat rate sewer customers and 58 metered commercial sewer customers in Pender County, North Carolina. On November 1st, 2019, Plouris filed a 30-day notice of intent to file a rate case, and on January 22nd, 2020, Plouris filed an application for a rate increase that contained confidential information. On February 7th, 2020, the public staff filed a letter requesting missing information to be filed in order to complete the filing under Commission rules. On February 10th, 2020, Plouris filed the missing information, completing its application. On February 17th, 2020, the Commission issued its order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. On March 18th, 2020, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearings, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring customer notice. On April 15th, 2020, Plouris filed an update to the application for operating expenses and rate base. On June 2nd, 2020, the Commission issued an order canceling the public witness hearing. On July 1st, 2020, the Commission issued an order to reschedule the expert witness hearing and to schedule a remote hearing for the purpose of receiving public witness testimony. On July 14, 2020, the public staff filed the direct testimony and exhibits for Gina Y. Castleberry and Jenny Lee, and direct testimony for Calvin C. Craig III. On July 29, 2020, Plouris and the public staff filed a joint motion requesting that the date for rebuttal testimony be extended to Friday, August 21st, 2020. On July 31st, 2020, the Commission issued an order granting an extension of time to file rebuttal testimony until Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. On August 7th, 2020, the Commission issued an order scheduling the expert witness hearing to be held by remote means. Numerous statements of position have been received and filed in this docket, and this brings us up to the hearing here tonight before us. In compliance with the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire if any member has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this evening. Okay, please let the record reflect that no such conflicts were identified. I now call on the parties to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Good evening, Commissioners. Dan Higgins with Burns Day and Presnell and Raleigh for the applicant, Plouris Hampstead LLC.
Good evening, Mr. Higgins. For the public staff.
Presiding Chair Duffley, this is William Creech, Z. Creech, with the public staff, attorney with the public staff, and I'm joined this evening by Gina Castleberry of the Water and Sewer Division of the public staff.
And are there any preliminary matters before we begin tonight?
I don't believe so.
I agree.
No, and do either of you have an opening statement that you would like to provide before we begin?
I do not.
Okay, so before we begin, I'd like to say a few words on the process we will use tonight. We appreciate you calling in, and your views are very important to us, and we do welcome your testimony. Because the Commission functions as a court, we cannot respond to your questions, but rather We're here tonight to hear from you in the form of your testimony. If you have questions, please speak with the public staff. They are the party in the case representing you, the using and consuming public. With respect to as far as logistics go, when the public staff calls your name, you'll be unmuted, and then I will affirm you, give you that oath of affirmation. This proceeding is being taken down by a court reporter, so please be sure to speak slowly and clearly. When you complete your testimony, the attorneys for the parties as well as us commissioners will have the opportunity to ask you questions. And this is not meant to challenge you or embarrass you. We just want to make sure everyone understands what you've come here to tell us. You'll each have 3 minutes to give your testimony, which will begin when you actually start making your statement, not during the affirmation or giving your name and address. And I will let you know when your time is up. And so with that, Mr. Creech, would you like to call your first witness, please?
Yes, thank you, Presiding Commissioner Duffley. If I may say again, this is William Creech with the public staff, and I just appreciate everyone being here tonight, all our witnesses. The first witness that we have who's registered is Sarah Sorensen. Sarah, are you on the line? And Mr. McCoy, if you could unmute her, the 952 number, Dan.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Hello, Mrs. Sorensen.
Yes, I am here.
Wonderful. Thank you. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Ms. Sorensen, good evening. Could you please state and spell your name for the record, please, and then also give your physical address, please?
My name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Last name is Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N. I live at 192 Collins Way, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, in Hampstead, 28443, and I'm in the Villages at Old Point Subdivision.
Thank you, Ms. Sorensen. And Ms. Sorensen, what did you care to share with the commission, the public staff, and the parties tonight?
I'm just speaking on behalf of my subdivision that we're all opposed to the 32% rate increase requested by Pluris. I want to first just note that I reviewed as much as I could of the application, the declarations, and also the declarations submitted by the commission members, and they were all very difficult to understand. I'm actually an attorney myself. I'm not licensed in North Carolina, but I'm licensed in California and Minnesota, and I would think that I would be able to interpret or at least try to understand much of the documentation submitted in support of this increase, but I wasn't able to, and I can't imagine somebody with lesser education than me being able to understand. So it's kind of difficult for me to substantively attack the formula needed to determine the rate increase. All I can really do is tell you that now is not the time to request this large of a rate increase. The commission attorney, or I think he's the financial analyst, Calvin Craig, he touched on this in his declaration about how the coronavirus pandemic has wreaked some hard economic conditions on residents. And it's true. I mean, in this community, lots of people have lost their jobs. They've been furloughed. Neighbors of mine have been furloughed. A $63.95 flat rate fee is already very high. And a $32% increase, an over $20 increase, does have significant impacts for families who already are having trouble making their ends meet. Another point that I want to bring up is that our neighborhood circulated a petition, and we have over 40 of our residents who signed in the last few days. So this is pretty universal in our neighborhood that this is opposed. The last thing I just want to touch on is that in the paperwork submitted by Pluris and the response by the commission is that there wasn't really any sort of questioning of Pluris's numbers that they submitted. There was some maybe tinkering over their rates by maybe a fraction of percentage, but there's certain expenses that were listed in their balance sheet that are questionable, such as corporate management fees of over $124,000. There was also a consulting fee of $22,500 for 2019, and they spent $221 on consulting fees in 2018. There's also over 4,000 in travel, over 9,000 in bank charges, almost 12,000 in auto expenses, 9,000 in general admin. These things are all very vague to me. I'm not sure how much these expenses mean in the formula, but I think that the commission needs to at least do a little bit more digging into how Pluris is managing its finances. Pluris also stated that there was a neighborhood that is in litigation that they were expecting revenue from a 1,200 home development, and they're not receiving revenue from that that they expected. And I'm almost done. I know that's my timer. And I don't think it's fair for other residents to have to pony up if they're not getting their expected revenue. We're not responsible for any sort of unfortunate business decision that they made. So those are just a few reasons why me, along with the other residents in my neighborhood, are opposed to the increase. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony. Are there questions for this witness?
I don't have any questions for Ms. Sorensen.
Ms. Sorensen, this is William Creech, Zeke Creech with the public staff again. A couple things. I did want to note that Gina Castleberry with the Water and Sewer Division is on, and we can continue to be in conversation. You mentioned a petition. Have you shared that petition with anyone, with the public staff or?
No, and I just received a message as I was speaking from my neighbor reminding me of this. She had posted it on the page, I think, on Friday, and I'm happy to send you the petition showing you the signatures on it.
That would be helpful. You mentioned the economic impact. Now, Ms. Sorensen, how long have you lived in that community?
I moved in May of 2019, so about 15 months.
Okay. And how has the service that's been provided to you by the company been during that period?
I haven't noted any issues, but I will say that I was shocked to see how high the rate already was, and it was a flat rate, not a per use rate.
Were there any other comments that you cared to share this evening about service in particular?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sorensen.
Thank you. Am I required to stay on till the end?
Yes, so now we're going to turn to the commissioners and see if the commissioners have any questions for you, Mrs. Sorensen.
Oh, I see. I thought that was the conclusion of my testimony. I apologize.
So do any of the commissioners have any questions? Commissioner Hughes?
Yes, thank you for your testimony. Do you happen to have a rough idea of what your water bill is? I'm just trying to understand the financial impact of you and to you and your neighbors, and who provides that water service.
Sure, I get my water through the county, which I think everybody else does. My house water runs anywhere between $40 and $50 a month, though my husband and I are extremely mindful how we use our water. When we heat up our showers, we put buckets underneath the shower so we can use it to water our plants. We also have irrigation, which is a flat meter fee every month, I think $30. And when we use the water, I think that our bill is anywhere between $90 and $110 a month when we use the irrigation system. And the big expense to us this year was the meter fee to have it installed. It was close to $3,000. So that was a huge fee that we had to pay this year to have irrigation, because it was illegal for us to have our irrigation system hooked up to the house water. And so we didn't want to be out non-compliant with the law, so we had to pay $3,000 for that.
Thank you very much. That's all for me.
Commissioner Brambland.
Ms. Sorensen, you indicated that you were testifying on behalf of your subdivision. Is that in any official capacity?
No, I just announced on our Facebook page that I was going to be testifying, and I asked if they had any comments that they wanted me to share, and so they shared their comments. So nobody else, I guess, had the time or the interest in actually testifying, or maybe they were nervous. So it's not anything official, but I just volunteered.
All right, thank you.
Any other commissioner questions? Chair Mitchell?
Thank you, Commissioner Duffley. I do have a question, Ms. Sorensen. Just want to make sure I understand your testimony. Do you have any concerns, or have you had any experience? Can you tell us about your experience with the quality of the service provided by the company?
I have not had any sewer problems.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of, I don't think this is necessarily the sewer, but there's sometimes when we've used the toilet and everything, it's when we use the toilet, if it hasn't been used in a while, it smells, but I don't think that's a sewer problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
Any other commissioner questions? Okay, Mr. Creech, the petition that Mrs. Sorensen mentioned, do you want to label that as Mrs. Sorensen's Exhibit 1, and we can have that introduced subject to Council Mr. Higgins' approval?
Yes, please. In fact, we've just received that via email, and I forwarded it on that just now to Mr. Higgins as well as to Heather Fennell on the commission staff. So I would like to do that. Please, I'd like to offer that.
Okay, so moved and accepted. And if there's nothing further, Mrs. Sorensen, thank you for coming out tonight. You are excused, and we thank you again for calling in.
Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Madam Chair, the next witness is Miriam Block. Or Bloke. Miriam, are you on the line?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, and do you go by Mrs. Block or Ms. Bloke?
It's Block. You had it pronounced right.
Bloke?
Block, no. Like a block of wood, Block.
Okay. Do you solemnly... Thank you. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Creech?
Ms. Block, thank you again for being here this evening and for calling in. Can you please state and spell your name for the record as well as your physical address and subdivision?
Okay. My name is Miriam, Miriam. Last name is Block, B as in boy, L-O-C-H as in Harry. I live at 32 Parkwood Trail in Hampstead, and I live in the Coastal Plantation subdivision, which is currently owned by some communities.
Thank you, Ms. Block. And did you have a statement you cared to share with the commission this evening?
Yes, I do. Okay, I am the president of our activity club, and the members have asked me to speak for them. I have a stack of letters here from 102 residents of our community. Some are couples, but it's not necessarily homes, that are opposed to this increase. These letters had also attached copies of their water bills showing the water usage each month. And if necessary, I'll be happy to mail you all the letters and the water bills to show you the usage. As a 55-plus community here, and we are, the majority of our residents are retired and on fixed incomes. A huge increase, as you're proposing, will make many of us have to make a major decision as to where that money will come from. Do we not fill that prescription the doctor ordered? Do we not go to the doctor? Do we not buy groceries? I mean, it's really tough when you're fixed on a, when you're on a very a fixed income, and you have to budget your money. You don't have somewhere else to get that money from. Another thing that we feel very strongly about is that because Pluris has all of Hampstead, which includes Coastal Plantation, on the same monthly charge, it doesn't seem fair that we have to pay the same amount as families that might have anywhere from 3 to 6 people residing in their home. Their water usage would be much, much more than ours. And I'm a single person, and my water bill averages around $34 a month. And the majority of the people here, their bills run from as low as $27 to the $52 range. Very few people have bills any higher than that. And we're seniors, and we grew up in a time where our parents remembered the Depression, and we were taught not to waste water, to turn off the faucet when brushing our teeth, etc. And we're a whole group of people who are very conservative in our usage. In addition, we turn off lights, and it's not just the water we don't waste. We don't waste anything. So we really would appreciate if Pluris could reconsider this increase at this time so that we don't have to worry about filling that next prescription. And this, especially, you know, this is just not the right time to give us an increase. Everything else around us is very difficult now. And, you know, the COVID has made a major impact in our lives. And, you know, it's a frightening time for all of us. And we don't need an additional stress of a major increase that we can't figure out how we're going to pay. Hello?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Block. Do we have questions for Mrs. Block?
This is Dan Higgins. I do not.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
Ms. Block, I have some questions for you. If you could, and this is Mr. Creech with the public staff again. You mentioned 102 of your neighbors who have letters.
I have letters from some are husband and wife, but it's 102 people that have asked me to speak about this for them.
Okay, and so you've conferred with them, do you have one of the other witnesses had a petition?
It wasn't quite a petition. A letter was sent around to them to ask them if they were, the letter was sent around to, as saying that we were protesting the increase in our sewer bill. And I can read you the letter that we sent out to everybody that they signed and returned to me, if that would help you. Because these are the number of people, you know, they say 102 people signed the letter. As residents of Coastal Plantation, we're writing to protest the proposed increase in our sewer bill. We are a community of 55-plus residents. I'm saying pretty much the same thing I just said. But this is what I sent out to my neighbors, and 102 of them sent it back to me, signed back to me.
Would you be willing to share that with the commission as well?
Sure. Sure, I've got a whole stack here on my desk.
Okay. We'll want to arrange to see if that's, I'll come back to that here momentarily if we can.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit more on, you mentioned the impact that the rate increase will have on people in with conservative use and older customers, perhaps, on fixed incomes, like you said. Can you talk a little bit about what your experience has been in terms of the service quality from the company? Have you had any issues with the service that they provided, the sewer service, customer service, anything like that?
We've only had sewer service in them probably under 3 years. I don't exactly recall the day, but it was just about 3 years. I know exactly. It was just about 3 years ago that they switched us over from septic to sewer. And, we haven't had it long enough, I don't think, to really have had any problems come up. I mean, you know, everything should be new and working. I mean, you know. Other than the few of my neighbors that have their big thing in their backyard that makes a lot of noise, it should be okay. We're basically okay. I have not heard of any issues with the sewer itself.
Would you prefer a scenario where there was not flat rate, but instead based upon usage?
Yes, most definitely. It's like we do with our electric company. And our water company. It makes, to me, much more sense to pay for what we use as opposed to a flat rate because, you know, like I say, there's families, you know, some of these new houses, they have six people living in them, four kids and two adults. You know, they go through a heck of a lot more water than I would use.
And then back to the letter that was signed. I would, Presiding Chair Duffley, and subject to comment from Attorney Higgins, would like to propose that could be submitted and marked as Block Exhibit 1.
Sure, you want me to mail all of these to you with the attached water bills? Because I have all their water bills attached to them, too.
Well, I don't know about all the water bills. That might contain some personal information, but we would be interested, perhaps at least the public staff, I think, would be interested in particular in the letters. But
okay, I can detach it and send it to you. You know, because on the letter they're all stating, you know, the number of gallons of water that they use on their water bill. So you know, that would give you enough information.
Provided it's not a great expense to you, or maybe we can figure out another way to do that.
I mean, it's probably about, I don't know, at least 75 letters here. I didn't count them individually because, I mean, I know that a lot of them are just a couple, you know, more than one person.
And Mr. Creech, as I understand these letters, they may be in the form of a consumer statement of position. Do you agree with that?
I do agree.
So it may be that we want to just receive those letters and file them as a consumer statement of position in the docket?
Yes, that sounds good. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to give me an address to mail them to?
I
mail
them
to you at the address of the 4326 Mail Service Center in Raleigh?
Correct.
Is that where you want me to mail them?
Please.
Okay.
You mail it to the public staff.
Public staff. Well, that's basically that is what my letter is actually says it's addressed to. I put it to Ms. Diana Downey, Chief Counsel, Public Staff, North Carolina.
Right.
You know, that was who the letter was that I had everybody sign. So it is addressed to you properly. So that's perfect. Okay. Now I'll stick them in an envelope. I'll mail them out to that address. No problem. I'd like to have that on record.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Block. And do we have any, and Mr. Creech, are you finished with your questioning?
Yes.
Any commissioner questions? Commissioner McKissick.
Yes, Ms. Block, earlier in your testimony, you stated the range of water bills for people in your subdivision. Could you restate those numbers so I could capture them?
Sure. The lowest one that somebody had was like $27, and then the highest was I think $58 or $60. But on the average, they're in the $34 range, I would guess, $33, $35. And the ones that were higher, actually, a lot of them were because they were billed on a 33-day cycle, and the cycle that I got the letters from were on a 25-day cycle. So, I mean, the billing on the water company is never the same number of days in their cycle, which makes it confusing and their amounts get crazy.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. The Coastal Plantation subdivision, are most of the people who reside there, are they year-round homeowners?
Yes.
Or is this a place where it's seasonal in nature?
Nope, this is year-round residents. We maybe have about two or three that are part-time, but the majority of the people here are year-round.
And I think you said many of them are senior citizens like yourself. Is that correct?
Well, it's a 55-plus community, so everybody 55. Is technically a senior.
Perfect. Well, that clarifies that. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Any other commissioner questions for Ms. Block? Okay, Mr. Creech, I am going to change my ruling since we had a commissioner question on these filings and we had testimony on the consumer statement of positions that she has accumulated. Let's go ahead and mark that as Mrs. Block exhibit number one to be introduced.
When I send this to you, should I put anything, a cover letter, but you'll know what it is, but do I have to identify it as exhibit one or anything like that?
You can, and I think that could be helpful.
Okay, no problem. I'll put that in my cover letter. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well,
thank you, Mrs. Block. I do not see any other questions, so you may be excused, and we thank you for calling in tonight.
Can I just stay on the line to hear other people's testimonies just for curiosity on my part?
Yes, you may.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I would like to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Deffley, I'd like to call the next witness, Dennis Maurer. Mr. Maurer, are you on the line?
I am. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, Mr. Maurer, we can hear you. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Maurer. Thank you for being on. Could you please state and spell your name for the record and then provide your physical address as well as your subdivision, please?
Sure. It's Dennis Richard Maurer. D-E-N-N-I-S, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. I live at 102 Bristol Cone Court in Hampstead Pines, which is literally next door to Colonial Plantation that was the previous witness. And I am the president and have been for 4 years, four plus years now, of the Homeowners Association.
Thank you, Mr. Maurer, for being on. Do you have a statement you'd like to share with the commission?
Sure. We are a very new customer to Pluris, literally months into the mission. We were approached by Pluris about connecting up to them, and initially, we were reluctant to do so. We had an operating sewage treatment plant that was getting old and maintenance was going to go up, but we were comfortable that we'd be able to maintain it for many more years into the future. That was in late winter, early spring of 2019. And as time went on, even though we were initially reluctant, we came to an agreement. A very favorable agreement that we felt was a win-win both for us and a third party that was involved. We sold some real estate as part of the whole deal to a third party. And we were notified that as the discussions went on over the first 9 months, the concern by the homeowners was, well, they would be subject to a rate increase, and we understood that, but it was pointed out that communities like Sneed Ferry had been on for years and had never had a rate increase, and there was nothing in the works as far as they knew at that time, which I suspect at the time the discussion started was in fact true. But by the time we came to a completion of the deal, the Pluris had decided that they were going to submit to the PUC for a rate increase, and that, in fact, is in our agreement with them. So I can't say that it was a surprise. We were aware of the possibility that they might be doing that, and they gave us a ballpark range of what it might be, how big it might be. And oh, by the way, the Hampstead Pines subdivision is currently 58 homes, and so we're not a large community, but we enjoy our little small community and try to keep it very well maintained. And we've had, for the few months that we've been with Pluris, the local team has done a great job responding when issues have occurred. Not that there've been a lot, and just issues have occurred as part of the transition, and they were quick to respond and correct them, et cetera. We've not had any issues or concerns about them and the quality of service they would deliver. It's just the 33% or 32%, I guess it depends how you round the zeros, what the rate increase it really is. It just seems awfully excessive. Not many things in life get raised 33% at a whack. Similar issue that Colonial Plantation does, only it's not as extensive in the community. About 30% of our homeowners are retired, and so they're on a fixed income with, you know, they don't have the ability to make more money as time goes on. We just perceive that it seems to be a bit excessive in a relatively short period of time. And the community, Hampstead in general, is growing. I'm sure the commission is well aware of building permits and sewer permits and well permits going on in the Hampstead area. It's a thriving community. Unfortunately, a lot of people know it's a very nice community and a pleasant place to live. And people are coming in from all over the country. So that new construction would seem to offer Pluris an opportunity to get more customers over time. But as that happens, as they add more customers, I would be shocked if they lowered the rate to correspond to the incremental revenue that from the additional customers. So I would just ask that be factored into the consideration for the rate increase.
Mr. Moore? Thank you for your time. Did you want to make one conclusion sentence?
Well, I would ask that the Utility Commission consider a way to mitigate it, limit it, delay it in some way. I mean, it just a 33% increase 4 months after we signed the agreement seems, well, and it won't be 4 months. It might be as long as a year by the time it would be fully implemented. But still, it's a significant increase in a relatively short period of time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Creech. Do you have further questions?
Mr. Maurer, I just wanted to clarify whether during the short period of time in which you've been a customer, you and your neighbors have been customers, have you had any service-related issues?
No, sir. And if there was an issue, it was immediately taken care of. And I have no concern about them being able or doing a quality job. They're committed to delivering a good solution from what I can see. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm a consumer like everybody else, but I have a responsibility for the 58 homes, and they call me when things aren't right, and I don't get those calls as it relates to sewer.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Maurer. No more public staff questions at this time.
Mr. Higgins?
No questions from Mr. Maurer.
Commissioner questions? Commissioner McKissick?
Sir, I believe you indicated that before Hampstead Pines Subdivision decided to go with Pluris, they did discuss with you the potential for a rate increase. And as I recall, you indicated that they discussed a potential range of a rate increase. Do you recall the details relating to those conversations or discussions?
Sure. Yeah, it was stated that they were, by the time we got around to physically signing the agreement, I mean, we started the discussion in I want to say late March, early April of 2019. We signed the agreement in January February of 2020, February 27th. We were informed that they were officially informed that they were filing for the rate increase on January 22nd of 2020. So, and prior to that, they had mentioned that it was a possibility. And when we were presenting it to the homeowners, we had to get an approval of the majority of the homeowners to proceed with this deal. And based on the information we had at the time, it was a great deal. We were basically, Pluris was going to take over the operation, and our operating costs were approximately the same. I mean, we were operating the retreatment plant for about what the rates were going to be charged by Pluris. Now the rate would be a little bit higher than what we were, and I say a little bit, somewhat higher than it was for us to operate our own solution.
So do you recall there being any range of, in terms of percent of increase that was discussed? Well,
they mentioned the dollar figure, $80 plus. In fact, I think we called it out in the agreement at 83 and change, which is what they ended up by the end of February when we finally finalized the agreement that was signed by Pluris and us and the third party. The rate that they were going to submit was established, I think, as the rate that's in front of you, 83 and change. So I can't say we weren't aware of it when we made the decision. It just it just seems like an incredibly large amount in a relatively short period of time.
Got it. So it wasn't a surprise because what was discussed was, I guess, a rate in that range of $83. You just perhaps didn't expect it to come up as suddenly. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm sorry, repeat the last sentence.
You didn't expect the rate increase to come up this quickly. Is that what it amounts to? It sounds like the number.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't think it would come up this quickly or that it would be submitted for as much as it was.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Any further questions for Mr. Marr?
Commissioner Duff, I'm sorry. I have a question on Commissioner McKissick's question if and when the commissioners finish their questions.
I'll allow it.
Do you want me to ask the question now or wait?
I believe that no other commissioners indicated they had questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Maurer, this is Dan Higgins. I'm an attorney representing Pluris.
Yes, sir.
You are the president of the Hampstead Pines Homeowners Association, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And you signed the contract that you've been making reference to in your testimony?
Yes,
on behalf of the Homeowners Association?
I did.
And will you accept, subject to check, that Section 7, Paragraph 2, contains the following sentence: the utility has submitted a rate increase proposal to the NCUC, which is expected to set a new rate for the utility that will be no more than $84.42 per month sometime in 2020. Do you recall seeing that language in the contract you signed?
Yeah, I do. And Randy, the local manager, reminded me of it. I initially had forgotten that was in the contract a few weeks ago, but then when Randy reminded me, I clearly remembered it. I knew that we had some discussion about it, and I am not surprised that a rate increase was submitted. That I clearly, they were upfront with me, Pluris was, with us as an association, making us aware that it was going to happen. So I cannot say that I was surprised or that I didn't expect it to happen. Clearly, I signed a document that referenced it specifically, what the rate increase could be. And it is what it is, even though the fact that it's exorbitant doesn't change by virtue of the fact that I was made aware of it. And by exorbitant, I mean a 33% increase. Nothing, very few things in this world can increase by 33% in a relatively short period of time.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Maurer.
Commissioner Duffley, you're on mute.
Okay, thank you. So thank you, Mr. Maurer, for coming and calling in tonight. We appreciate your testimony and you are excused.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to express our concerns and have a good evening and hope you're able to factor in a fair resolution to this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Maurer.
Next, we'd like to call Dan Fisher. Dan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line.
Great.
Hello, Mr. Fisher. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Fisher, can you please state and then spell your name for the record and then provide your physical address as well as your subdivision, please?
Do you need my legal name or what I go by, Dan or Daniel?
Whichever you prefer. Dan is fine.
Okay. I go by Dan, so D-A-N, and my last name is Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R.
And your address and subdivision, please.
Oh, I apologize. Yes, I live at 491 Aurora Place. Aurora is A-U-R-O-R-A Place, P-L-A-C-E, in Hampstead. And it's in the Windwater community. Windwater is W-Y-N-D-W-A-T-E-R community.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. And do you have a statement you'd like to share with the commission this evening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I'm actually new. I've only lived in Hampstead for coming up on 3 months now. I recently moved from Kentucky, where our sewer bill was calculated based on our water use. So I was confused, first of all, when water and sewer were administered by two separate organizations. In all the places I've lived in Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Utah, all of our water bills and sewer bills were provided by the same organization. But anyways, the sewer bill was a flat rate, and that surprised me. Additionally, our average monthly sewer bill in Kentucky was around, I went back and looked for the last 12 months, and it averaged around $30 a month, again, based on usage. I was shocked at the exorbitant cost of $63.95 for the sewer only services here in Hampstead. So when I received notice that Pluralist was requesting an increase from $63.95 to $84.21, a 32% increase, I was floored. So trying to be objective, I decided to do some research and determine if this increase was warranted or if maybe it was stepping over their bounds. So I looked up the Environmental Protection Agency, the water affordability threshold, to see if our water costs here in Hampstead were above average or lower than what the average cost is nationwide. And I found that the EPA recommends the annual cost for water and wastewater combined to be no more than 2% to 2.5% of the household income. So I looked up the US Census data. Again, I'm new to Hampstead, for 2018. The most recent data I could find, and the average monthly income for Pender County, North Carolina, where I live, was $52,989. So using these figures, I calculated that the EPA's recommended annual cost for water and sewer services combined for Pender County should be between $1,059.78 and $1,324.73. which breaks down to about $88 and some change and 32 cents and $110.39 per month for both water and sewer services. So I've only lived here for a few months, and my water bill for just my house, I'm not counting my irrigation, because if you count the irrigation, then my water bill would be twice as much. That surprised me, having two separate water bills as well. But so not counting irrigation, my water bill has averaged about $60 a month. I have a family of six, four kids and two adults, and we're very conservative. Not as conservative as some of the previous people have discussed, but you know, we don't leave water running. We take short showers. But anyways, when we combine my home water bill with the current sewer bill of $63, it's already above the average range. So I'm paying $125 a month when the EPA water affordability threshold should be in the $88 to $110. So I'm already paying $15 more a month than what the EPA recommends as affordable water, which has a significant impact on human rights, public welfare, having clean water, access to clean water. So increasing the fee would cause this disparity to increase even more, from a 13.5% above EPA's affordability threshold to 31% higher than the EPA's recommended threshold. It'll make water and sewer services unaffordable in our community. So the timing is horrible, as others have mentioned, with high unemployment, I myself being one of them, people struggling financially due to COVID. So Polaris should be more transparent in their financial justification for raising rates, and also work with Pender County Utilities to try and lower our overall bill to make it more affordable for residents in this community. And I don't have an official, and again, that wasn't including irrigation. If you include irrigation, now we're like 50% above the affordability threshold. So we definitely have some room to improve our water services, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Further questions, Mr. Creech?
I just had one clarifying question. Mr. Fisher, thank you again, and thank you for sharing that. And I note that your statement has been filed, a consumer statement has been filed. Who do you have your irrigation system through?
It's through Pender County Utilities as well. So I have home and irrigation through Pender County Utilities.
Very good. No more questions at this time from the public staff.
Thank you. Mr. Higgins?
I don't have any questions for this gentleman.
Any commissioner questions? Well, thank you, Mr. Fisher. We really appreciate you calling in tonight, and you are excused.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Next, the public staff would like to call Robert Rossi. Rossi. Mr. Rossi, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Good evening, Mr. Rossi. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Sir, can you please state and spell your name for the record, and then also provide your physical address as well as your subdivision, please?
Robert Robert Rossi, Rossi. I live at 94 Nandina Drive in Hempstead, North Carolina, 28 27. I forgot the zip. But anyway, okay.
And your subdivision, please.
It's subdivision 12, I think.
Is that a coastal plantation? Just clarify.
That's a coastal plantation. Yes, it is. Coastal plantation.
Okay, very good. And did you have a statement you wanted to share with the commission this evening?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
I had quite a bit to say, but Mrs. Block, Mim Block, also from my community, with all the papers that we've gathered together, has said everything exactly the way I am. The only thing I have to emphasize is that we all are seniors here, and out of the 100-and-some-odd homes, there's no more than, I'd say, all of them in the 90s with two people, and maybe a lot of the homes with just a single person.
Sure. Translate into which language?
So that
in Arabic, all of them are 90s.
My phone is driving me nuts.
Okay.
But the thing that we all are here are, we all are on fixed incomes, and it is very to have something over $20 jumped on a month. It's pretty high. We kind of watch everything, and we don't, many people actually, when it rains, you'll see most of the people actually get in their car and drive it out into the driveway so the rainwater will wash it out. So we are minding of using water and everything. And I just think that we're all at wit's end about everything that's going on. And with all the development in Pender County, which we look around us and we see thousands of homes being constructed at the present time. I mean, with all these future building, I mean, Plurus could even out pretty well from all this. So I just wanted to emphasize that Mrs. Block said everything that I wanted to say, and that's very important. So that's about it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Rossi. Mr. Creech, do you have other questions?
Well, Mr. Rossi, have any issues with the service that's been provided by the company?
No, Plurus, whenever they have an alarm system set up in the septic system here, where some of the original piping goes into the newer pump piping that Plurus has set up for some of the homes. They go off often, and within a phone call, Plurus comes right down and resets it. But they're there if there's a situation. Plurus does come within a few hours and resolves it.
Thank you, Mr. Rossi.
Thank you for listening to me.
Public staff has no more questions at this time. There may be others, Mr. Rossi. But...
Fine. I'll stay here and listen.
Mr. Higgins?
I don't have any questions for Mr. Rossi.
Are there any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, Mr. Rossi, thank you for calling in tonight, and you are excused.
Well, thank you for listening to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Final witness that the public staff has received registration from is Bob Erickson. Mr. Erickson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Mr. Erickson, do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Erickson, could you please, if you'll also speak up, but if you will please state and spell your name for the record and then provide your physical address as well as your subdivision, please.
Yes, sir. It's Robert Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N, and I am with the Coastal Plantation community. I am the community manager. The address there is 531 Loblolly Trail, Hampstead.
Mr. Erickson, did you have a statement that you cared to share with the commission this evening?
Yes, sir. Along with the statement, I submitted a spreadsheet that shows the gallons used in a month time that was collected by Mim Block, one of the residents in the community, at my request. Then we have a total of 100 homes in the community at this time. We are also expanding the community an additional 138 homes. The collected homes were 65. We collected water bills from 65 of those homes. Out of the 65 homes, it was a total of 137,980 gallons, which if you divide that to the 65 homes, that equals 71 gallons per day. It was my understanding, based on the sewer contract that was agreed with Coastal Plantation and Plurus, that it was 300 plus gallons per day that they were assessing the usage on. And so, you know, as others have said, the amount of water that is going to be put into the system at the 55 and older community with one, possibly 1.5 average living in these 2 and 3 bedroom homes, on average is always under 100 gallons per day. So I feel I've been at many communities throughout the country, and when it is tied to the water usage, the bills are more normally in the $30 to $40 a month range. When I first saw the amount that we paid for sewer, I was pretty much blown away that it was in the 60s, and now to raise it to 80s with only 71 gallons per home being used, it seems like an awful lot for that amount of water that is and sewage that's going down the line. That's all I have.
Mr. Rossi, Mr. Erickson, you had emailed to the public staff, and I had shared with counsel for the company that late this afternoon, and only just now shared with counsel for the commission, an Excel spreadsheet that contains water bill information. And,
yes, sir.
And of course, that's water bill information for various folks, including telephone numbers and the like. Is that something that you have permission to and want to submit as an exhibit? Or
that is a spreadsheet that was set up by the social club president and submitted it to me for this commission.
Okay. Presiding Commissioner Duffley, I would like to propose that Mr. Erickson's spreadsheet be marked and identified and admitted as Erickson Exhibit 1.
Mr. Erickson's Exhibit 1 is introduced into the record.
Mr. Erickson, just to clarify, you are both the community manager, but you are also a resident. Is that correct?
No, sir. I am the community manager.
Okay. Are you a customer?
Yes, we are a customer of Pluris in our office and our clubhouse as well.
Very good. And also, just to clarify, the formal name of the customer in that instance is what?
Coastal Plantation.
Very good. Mr. Erickson, one final question. Would it be your preference that service be based upon usage rather than a flat rate or otherwise?
Yes, sir, especially if they are basing this flat rate on 300 plus gallons per day per household, absolutely.
Okay. No more questions from the public staff and stuff.
Thank you. Mr. Higgins, do you have questions for the witness?
No, ma'am.
Are there any commission questions for the witness? Seeing none, Mr. Erickson, thank you for calling in tonight, and you are excused.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Creech, I believe that brings us to the end of your witness list.
Correct.
All right, is there anything else that we need to address before we adjourn?
If I may, one thing I could have said at the beginning is that, of course, that members of the public staff are available to talk with consumers as well, and that Gina Castleberry is on the line as well, and so she's in the Water and Sewer Division. The contact information for our engineers there is telephone number 919-733-5610. Again, 919-733-5610. And that's Gina, G-I-N-A dot Castleberry, C-A-S-S-E-L-B-E-R-R-Y at psncuc.nc.gov. Again, Gina dot Castleberry at psncuc.nc.gov. And again, I'm William Creech, also on the public staff, can be reached indirectly via 919-733-5610 as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nothing further from me.
Okay, hearing nothing, we have come to the conclusion and the end of our public witness hearing, and we will stand adjourned.